Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan and the CBS Sports Network.
And we're coming in live from the Built for Tough studio. I sounded fine before I put on the microphone. We're coming to you live from the Built for Tough studio. Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan. Simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network and wherever you are, the free Odyssey app. Good, what the hell day is it? Wednesday morning. It is a Boomer Esiason birthday Wednesday. Happy birthday, Boomer. We'll, of course, have some stuff for you today that is tradition around here, and I know you're very excited for it. And for a birthday present, you got a couple of things. You got the New
Happy
York
birthday,
Mets.
Happy birthday, Dick.
You got that. That's not nice to say to yourself, Boomer. You got a couple of birthday situations yesterday. The Mets winning, and you find out who your first-round opponent is in the Washington Capitals. So, happy birthday to you. Here comes Alex Ovechkin.
Happy birthday
to me. Okay. Are you done? Are you done in there? I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Yes. I'm 63 today, and it's hard to believe that I'm 63. I mean, it's... I said this when I was 60, and I'm going to say it every day, every birthday from this point on, however long I last. But I, so here come the Alex Ovechkin-led Capitals who've come out of the graveyard, if you will. I mean, nobody would have thought that 6 weeks ago that they would be where they are. And quite frankly, I'm sick of them. I'm sick of the Pittsburgh Penguins.
We don't have to worry about them.
I know, but I'm sorry. You know, we always play this. It feels like we play the same teams. And this is what the NHL wants. They want rivalries when they open up the first round of the playoffs. It looks like our game will be 3 o'clock on Sunday at MSG, because the Knicks announced that they will be 6 o'clock on Saturday at MSG. So we're going to be going back and forth with the Knicks and the Rangers, just like we did back in 1994.
Yep.
And there's a lot of similarities.
Sort of like we did last year, too. But.
Yeah, but a lot of similarities to 94, you know, given the OJ death and everything and how he's involved in, you know, pop culture now. So there was an eclipse back then. There's an eclipse now.
There was a full solar eclipse in 1994?
I believe so. I mean, there's a lot of similarities. Oh, and, wow. You know, obviously, that's something for us to hang on to. And the good news is that these guys from the Capitals are a lot older than they have been when they gave us a lot of trouble. Although, we did split with them this year. And the interesting thing is that Ryan Lindgren, one of our favorite players on the Rangers, his brother is the goalie for the Capitals.
Yeah, a little bit of a storyline spot there.
Yeah, and he shut us out, I think, the last time we played them. And, you know, they are an older team. They're still a very skilled team. And then our old friend Tom Wilson will be in the house.
That's
and
right.
And the last time that we were really talking about him is when he ragdolled Artemi Panarin.
A couple years ago.
And we were not going to the playoffs that year. They were. And it was an embarrassing ending to that season. And it kind of typified where the Rangers are today, and one of the reasons why a guy like Matt Rempe would make the team, or Will Cooley would make the team, because you want a team that's going to be stronger, grittier, and somebody that's going to be able to stand up to, you know, this guy who's just going to be a pain in the ass. We all know he's going to be a pain in the ass, but this is what the playoffs are about. You know, this is what you look forward to, and nothing is easy in these NHL playoffs. And I don't care, 1-8, these teams just know each other way too well, and I just know that the Rangers cannot give them any room whatsoever in front of the net, because most of their goals, as I was reading about their team, come right in front of the net. I mean, they are not a team that is a high-flying team like they used to be. They're a much slower team, but they are a grittier team and a grinding kind of team. And that means you better protect the front of your net, and you better get ready to protect the front of your net.
Yeah, and we're going to find out who the Knicks play later on tonight. Of course, the winner of that game automatically gets the 7 seed between the Sixers and the Miami Heat. And then the New York Knicks will play that team in the first round. First game on Saturday night. So the Capitals and the Rangers have had many, many battles. The Heat and the Knicks have had many, many battles. The Sixers and the Knicks throughout the years in the postseason have not had a lot of... battle. So that's going to be fascinating. At this point, I'll bring it on. Whoever it is out of their control. They're going to be playing their ass off no matter who it is. I guess if I had to make a choice, I guess I would say the Miami Heat that I'd rather play.
And why? Because of Embiid?
Yeah, just because of if Joel Embiid is great, he's going to be just such a pain in the ass to deal with. He's that good. He could be the best player in basketball when he's
on.
But
you know what? Now, like, Zach Edey got his points against UConn in the national championship
game. Yeah, for Purdue,
all right, so Embiid can get his points. He's going to get his points. He's too good not to get his points. It's what you do with everybody else and how you obviously shoot the basketball yourself. And I'm so confident in both of these teams that I don't, like I said, I didn't care who we as the Rangers.
Well, I think the Rangers should be more confident.
I think the Knicks got the number 2 seed, and when they are healthy, and they're only missing one of their players, and that's Julius Randle, who we've been talking about ad nauseum for 4 freaking years.
Yeah.
And we'll see where this team goes without him, and we'll see what his importance to this team is. This team got the number 2 seed, man.
No, I mean,
it's unbelievable that Tom Thibodeau, with all the injuries, and especially after, you know, OG Anunoby got here and the success that they had in January, and we were all like, oh, my God, this is unbelievable. This is like the perfect guy. And then Julius Randle goes down, and then Anunoby goes down. He has surgery in the middle of the season. And somehow, some way, this team got to the number 2 seed in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, I just hope we don't look back at it saying that, oh, man, the Knicks got screwed this year because the Philadelphia 76ers dropped down to the play-in series because Joel Embiid wasn't healthy, and then Embiid got healthy, and then all of a sudden they turned into this juggernaut. That's what I don't want to be saying. Because that's a possibility, too.
You know, this is why I don't like this play-in seed crap. You know, the NHL's final, especially in the Eastern Conference, has been chaotic, to say the least, the last 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, it has just been 5 teams going for 2 spots. And last night, Philadelphia pulled the goalie in regulation. Score was 1-1. Tortorella knew that if he had any chance whatsoever, they had to win the game. Detroit wins another game late in the game by pulling their goalie and scoring with like 3 seconds to go in the game. Mm. I mean, it's been a mad dash to the finish, and that's a regular season. That's the way you want it to end, because all your fan bases are engaged, essentially. The other fan bases that are at the bottom of the chart are engaged because they're thinking the draft, and you know who's going to be drafted and where they're going to fall in the draft and all that other stuff. But I have to say, the chaos in the Eastern Conference of the NHL is exactly what you want. And you don't have to add games. You don't have to add, like, so if Embiid misses, let's say, I don't know how many games he missed this year, 20. Let's say he misses 20 games. And Philadelphia is unable to at least stay around 500, and maybe he's under 500 when he's not playing. They get a chance to make it to the playoffs play-in game.
But hold on.
And the thing that bothers me also,
they were the 7 seed, so they would have made it in the old thing too.
But the fact is that they're still playing in a play-in game. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's still there for them. They should be in the playoffs without having to play in some makeup pre-playoff tournament.
You're also getting 2 more markets in there, too, with the 9 and 10 you wouldn't normally have. So.
Yeah, I know, but like the regular season should be able to be enough for that. And the other thing I don't like either in the NHL, and this may actually benefit my team, and I've never liked this, where guys go on the long-term IR, salary cap number is removed from the salary cap of the team.
Yep.
They can replace those guys at the trade deadline and by adding more money to the roster.
Yeah.
Now with the playoffs starting, guys can come back off the long-term IR and not have any impact on the salary cap. So you could be well over the salary cap. And, you know, the Tampa Bay Lightning have done this with Nikita Kucherov. I think the Vegas Golden Knights are going to do that with Mark Stone this year. We may do it with Phil Hedel. I don't know if that's going to happen or not.
Well, I mean,
I can't imagine it happening, but it may happen. He's skating. I'm not expecting it. I just hate that part of what the NHL allows, because teams do put guys on IR at a certain time, knowing that they may need surgery, and then they'll be back like in 8 weeks. And then knowing that they can refill the roster because the salary cap is lessened because the guys put on long-term IR. I hate that in the NHL. So, I don't know.
Hey, everybody playing under the same rules, so whatever. If you get a chance to do it,
I get it. Going back to the Knicks, I think, I don't care who they play, they are a tough team. They are a tough team, and that's the thing that I'm probably most proud about, watching this basketball team, because it reminds me of the teams of the 90s.
Do you think that they would be favored in the series if it ends up being the 76ers? Because I think they're going to be underdogs. And I think it's going to be almost significant.
You want to know something? Be underdogs. And let Thibodeau tell Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart and Dante DiVincenzo that, you know what, you're not going to be able to beat the 76ers. And then watch them go out and beat them.
Yeah, well, I think they will ultimately beat them, but I don't think a lot of people will think that they will.
I don't care what a lot of people think.
I didn't say that I cared. I'm just telling you that I think that's going to be the case, that the Knicks will be the underdog. There will be people saying that they've got no chance, and Embiid, they're going to get steamrolled. That's going to be the narrative, and I think that it's fueled them throughout the year. You've seen Kenny Smith and Charles Barkley and Shaq basically crap all over the Knicks the entire year. So I do think that this is another one of those chip-on-the-shoulder opportunities for them if it ends up being the 76ers, because there's not going to be anybody that's going to pick them other than Knicks fans.
Bro, honestly, and this, I swear to God, this works. This kind of stuff works.
I hope so.
I've been in locker rooms where coaches have done this, and it works. You take, you know, those three guys that seem to be very popular on TNT,
yeah,
and you take a couple of their comments, you splice, get your video team to splice them all together and play it to your team. And, you know, and let the team decide whether or not they want to believe that crap or they want to go out and prove those guys that, you know, listen, we're better than that. And, you know, and if you've watched the Knicks on a daily basis, I mean, and watching Jalen Brunson, that guy basically has controlled every single game that he has played in. And there are some bad games. And you know what he does when he has a bad game? Because, man, I stunk it up tonight. Like, he owns it. How many other players in the league actually will own it the way he will if he doesn't play well?
Yeah, he is unique.
The moment they got him, I didn't know how good he was. And then you remember that these guys were national champions, and you realize that Jay Wright saw something really, really special in these guys, and they have done it since they have gotten here. And obviously, Josh Hart got here half the year last year. Brunson's been here for 2 years. DiVincenzo just got here, played in all 81 games. Or 82 games, I guess, or 81 games, I think. When you think about it, that's championship bread, man. That is DNA.
You going championship DNA?
That's
on
what
right
I
now?
Am definitely going with it. Most 40-point games this year. Only Luka Doncic has more than Jalen Brunson. Jalen Brunson had 11 40-point games. I mean, he has been, yeah, I know, he gets his shot, but he gets everybody else's shot, too.
Yeah, and I think that those 11 40-point games are mainly a symptom of Julius Randle being out for as long as he was, because he had to just do more and more and more and more and more offensively since Julius Randle was out. So, and he's been able to do that and answer the bell. And then you got Joel Embiid with 9 when he only played half the regular season games, too. So.
Yeah, well, maybe he had to do it all himself, too. Let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
When Ananobi is in the lineup and healthy, what's the Knicks record?
I don't know off the top of my head, but I know that it's very, very good.
Very good.
I mean, like, yes, multiple games.
And that's
over
with Julius Randle and without Julius Randle.
Yeah, I mean, it was exceptionally good with Julius Randle, and it's still very good without Julius Randle. Yeah.
I mean, I've been, you know, I've been around a long time. You know, today's my birthday. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah, I do all over the show with it, yes.
And I will say that in the last 25 years, this is by far the best most enjoyable Knick team that I have seen. And
how long you said?
I would say at least 25 years.
Okay.
I go back all the way to 2000. Goes all the way back to
when 1999.
Went to the finals.
Yeah, it was the 1998-99.
Yeah, 25 years.
Yeah, 25 years with the LJ 4-point play.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
whole thing.
Yeah. All right, can I say that?
Yeah, no, you can very easily.
Do you agree with me?
I do, because I did not, much like you, those Carmelo years felt like fraud years to me.
Yeah.
And the last of those teams, you know, the 99-2000 and a couple years after that with Sprewell and Allen Houston. And then things fell apart. Even though they made the playoffs in 2004, they ended up getting swept by the New Jersey Nets at the time. So, yeah, I would agree.
I'm telling you right now, this team plays defense.
Yeah.
This team flies around. This team, even though Jalen Brunson has the ball in his hand 90% of the time, I feel like, does pass on offense and is perpetual motion on offense. They tip balls. They steal balls. They offensive rebound. I'm telling you, man, I can't wait to see them. Just like, I can't wait until Sunday for the Rangers.
We're going to watch
these guys now. And
yeah,
like the total intensity package is going to be turned up.
Yeah, I mean, this is what we have been waiting for years and years. We got a little bit of a taste of it last year, but you got a 1 seed and a 2 seed now going into the postseason with home court and home ice advantage, and we're going to see them over the weekend. We're going to come in here Monday, hopefully flying after both game ones and a couple of wins. Let's just hope that is the case. But, I mean, this, you're right. It's got a different feel than it did last year, even as good of a regular season as the Rangers had last year. This is clearly different. I mean, they had the most points in the league. They had the most points in their history in a regular season.
It's the greatest regular season in the in Rangers history.
And for the Knicks to be the 2 seed in the Eastern Conference, only behind the 60-plus win Celtics, it feels a hell of a lot different than it did last year as well.
You know, to me, a team is really, when you look at the Knicks, they are a team. They have, I will say, one superstar right now, and that's Jalen Brunson, who's leading the way. And he is as tough as they come. He's tough as nails. His size, the go where he goes on the basketball court, I think everybody can appreciate it that has ever played basketball. If you played point guard out there and you're listening to us and you've watched Jalen Brunson play the position, it's not an easy position because there are so many decisions you have to make. But the decision-making is one thing. The physical part of it and going to where he goes on the basketball court in order to be able to get his shot.
Yeah.
It's a completely different set of circumstances. And how many wuss bags we've had at point guard that would never do what he does.
How many wuss bags do you think?
There are too many, countless.
Name a couple wuss bags.
You know who they are. I'm not naming names. I'm just saying this guy plays it at a level that this is the way you play when you're a championship
Stephon
player.
Stephon Marbury, would you call him a wuss bag?
You know, I don't know what he was doing. He was in a Cadillac Escalade somewhere doing something. I don't know what. I don't ever get the feeling like Jalen Brunson has ever left the Knicks since he's been here. Like he's been all in. He's an all in player.
Well, sure. I mean, his father was a New York Knick. His father is still around.
His dad was in a totally different generation. I mean, if you want to be great in today's world in whatever sport you're playing, you got to be all in. You can't be out screwing around. You can't be out, you know, doing other things late at night.
Can't be James Harden.
Right. You can't be doing that stuff and expecting to win a championship. The other teams are just too good. There's too many good players. So this particular team I feel like they're just incredibly focused, which is something that you can appreciate.
All right, Boomer and Gio just getting started on this Wednesday morning. We're going to get Jerry Recco in here to give you the update with all the baseball that you had last night with the Yankees losing again and the Mets winning again. Give yourself a fresh start.
It's a Met Town, by the way.
What's that?
It's a Met Town.
It's a Met Town right now?
Oh, yeah.
Blue and orange, Met Town.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Jerry Recco is here. He's got his first update of the morning. What's going on, Jerry?
Happy birthday, jackass.
That was nice.
Happy birthday, Boomer. I was.
Thank you, Jerry.
That was
you've
him.
You've been waiting to say that all morning?
No, that was him.
I was gonna say at the end of this report, and I leave you with a very pleasant happy birthday.
Well, thank you, Jerry. I appreciate that.
And he decided to play that, which is rude.
Eddie is such an ass at times.
At times. We are brought to you by The Farmer's Dog, fresh human-grade dog food delivered right to your door, and brought to you by Jackpocket. Order official state lottery games on your phone. Boy, your Metsies guys are rolling right along. Make it 9 of 12.
Jerry, our bets are getting together.
9 of 12, what's this?
Baby. Our bets look
right
good now.
Yes. A lot better than it did a week and a half ago.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Exactly right.
Look at us now, Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the umpires are getting together.
They're balk.
Wow. Moscoso from third calls a balk on Jose Hernandez before he throws a pitch. And Alonso scores from third to give the Mets a 2-1 lead.
I don't know what he did, but it's a balk. Run scores, 2-1 Mets, and then after that you get a Jeff McNeil RBI double as he punches it over third base, and the Mets beat the Pirates 3-1.
Did we ever see any explanation as what they thought he did?
So I don't know. They talked about it last night. It's nothing I've ever seen before, but apparently Carlos Mendoza was all over it.
Yep.
But I didn't. I still don't quite understand, even hearing the explanation on the
It's like a start and stop. Is it like a start and stop?
I don't know.
Where, though?
There was a little bit of a start and stop.
I mean, I thought he rocked, but I thought you can do that. Whatever. Either way, it snapped a 1-1 tie.
I mean, we got to have some explanation as to why it was a balk.
I'm usually better answering these questions at 7:30.
Okay.
When I get to look into stuff after I get through this report.
No, I know they were talking about it last night. I'm like,
yes.
Right there. See, he moves.
Yeah. Balk talk on
but
the
he's
fan.
Not I mean, the balk talk on the fan coming up at 10 a.m.
But I know he moves. He's also not in a set position. Whatever. Anyhow, now I mentioned Joey Wendell with the game tying RBI double. He's in the game only because of Brett Beatty going out of the game with a sore or tight hamstring, whatever you want to call it. That said, the Mets win 3-1. Really good pitching. Reed Garrett, 2 innings for the win after Jose Quintana threw 5 innings. Though he's a little wild. 1-run ball. Here was Wendell on SNY, happy to come through off the bench.
That's what you live for. That's what you're ready for. You know, going into the game, if you're not starting, you know, you're thinking to yourself, at some point you're going to get in a game, you're going to have an impact in a spot like that. So fortunate to get that opportunity. Glad.
Glad to come through. That was Wendell on SNY. Mentioned Reed Garrett getting the win. Two terrific innings. Here was his manager, Carlos Mendoza.
Huge, you know. Because this is a guy that gives you multiple innings, but the quality, you know. He's shown that he gets righties, lefties.
And he's gotten them all, and he's been outstanding so far. In terms of the injury to Beatty, how concerned are you?
Not much. I just felt it whenever I was trying to beat that ball out and just lunge for the bag. But not concerned.
Not concerned as they get the win. They go to 9-8.
This is your chance to lock down the third baseman. Come on.
And he's been doing great.
I know.
And that's what's the killer. And this guy, Garrett, has really locked down that spot out of the bullpen as he's been terrific. And they get a win tonight where Edwin Diaz was unavailable. They go for the sweep today with Luis Severino on the mound. First pitch on WCBS 880 at 110. As for the Yankees, things all of a sudden not going so well.
You know, my dad used to take me to Met games for my birthday.
Oh, did he?
He did. He always would take me either Met games or we'd go flounching at the Crabtree Boat Basin.
I'm not interested in flounder fishing, but I would love to take you to a Met game.
What I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying. It's not quite flounder season, though. In April, you probably didn't get a lot of
fish
then.
Yeah, we did.
Back then.
Captain Bill's, I think. Or Captain, what the hell boat were we on? Captain Bill's was the restaurant down in Bay Shore.
Yeah.
You guys aren't. I mean, what a great day to go to a baseball game.
Actually, it's not. It's gonna be cloudy.
You guys didn't even think about it. I know you can't think about anything other than golf right now.
What are you talking about?
You psycho. But I'm
think
just,
about what?
Like taking me to a baseball game.
Oh my God! I would be happy for you to be my guest at a baseball game. I can't go today, but I'd be happy to. If we pick out a game,
all right.
I get the tickets. I'll get the beer and the food.
You know, let me get the tickets.
Well, what's wrong? You don't like the Pepsi porch?
No.
The Coca-Cola Corner?
I'll get the tickets. And you can pay for everything else. All right?
I get good seats.
I'll get better seats.
Listen, man. I
know.
Yesterday, it was 70 degrees and beautiful out. And I asked, and we want to play golf
and
together.
We spend time together.
Today, it's going to be like 55 and spritzing. And you think I was going to ask you to go to Citi Field? Honestly.
Obviously not.
I mean, you're right. I know you. I know what you like. I mean, that's why yesterday was yesterday. Today's today. Today, you'll get some stuff that you like today.
Okay.
But going to say, you would have laughed in our face if we said go to Citi Field today.
How do you know? You know,
because I know you well enough at this point.
So I went back, you know, after the colonoscopy on Monday, I went back and just watched some of this show between you two maniacs.
Yeah.
And you obviously had
Ryan
Hurley.
What an exciting day you had there.
Right. You had Ryan Hurley, our new PD, on with you, or brand manager, whatever the hell he's called.
Schlupchek.
Yeah. So, I can't wait till you see Boomer and you have to go in there and tell him to go do something.
Oh,
what
yeah.
Are you what am I, some ogre in my office or something?
After Rangers loss? Yeah.
No, there are some days.
You guys.
There are some days.
Make up more crap.
No. There are some days, and plus, him getting to know you, I'm telling you, man, I see all. I know what's going on. There will be a day where he's going to have to ask you to do something. If the Rangers lost the night before, you were up all night, you go into your office, you crank the music, not that you're an ogre in there, but you just don't want to deal with certain stuff, and he's going to walk in and ask you to do one thing or another. Hey, there's a read, there's a video, and it's just not, it's not going to go well for him.
I don't think I've ever had an issue with Spike or Chernoff. Ever. In the years that I've been here, not one crossword, not one uncomfortable meeting. Never.
I think you're missing the point. I think what Gio is saying is, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, he's looking forward to watching Ryan have to take that walk, a little nervous as to what he's going to get
walk?
To your office to ask you to do something you probably don't want to do the morning after. Let's say the Rangers lose a tough
playoff. Well, he'll know not to come in
right,
the office
on
that day. He'll know
right.
That.
That's the point.
But the point, the other side of this is that if there's something that he would like me to do, he'll explain it to me, and then I'll say, no. what's so hard about that?
Just slapdick.
it's so easy to just say no.
Yeah, no, I understand. There's all the times, there's things you don't see, though, too, like where a Spike will come to me. Is this a good day, a bad day? Can you float this by him? There's like just certain things that you don't
see.
Yeah,
I don't see that. That's for sure.
So this is why I'm not just making this up. I mean, I was
very hurt and insulted, actually, watching you two morons talk to him.
It's also like when Mark used to come in to yell at you through them.
Yeah.
Yep. Right or wrong. Tell him to stop doing that. Well, he's right there. You go tell him. No, you tell. I'll be in the office.
Yeah, all the time, at least twice a week. And Alan, I just got to the point we'd go.
No, you know what? That's not true either because, you know, Mark would be in my office almost every day of the week before our show. But, not to talk about the show or anything else, but we're just talking baseball.
But Mark actually did enjoy delivering bad news.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he loved that. Yeah, he's one of those people. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you finish first in the ratings. You don't talk to him for 2 weeks. If you, like, fell into second, you'd be like, oh, I told you. It's amazing.
It's amazing.
There was one political fight that you guys got into where I ended up leaving the office, where you were like actually yelling at each other.
Right.
Yeah. I believe you said something along the lines of, there's baby-making factories right here in Queens. I remember that.
Yes.
Is that fair?
I think you're mischaracterizing how I said it.
Oh, okay, all right, yeah. But I think the memory
and
that
he
I
was
have.
Like, he was so oblivious to it.
He goes,
it was like, you are, I'm like, oh my see God, just please get out of my office.
My voice isn't great, so I can't totally do it, but I remember you slamming your fist on the desk. You're like, there's baby-making factories.
I did not say baby-making
right
factories.
Here in Queens.
Something I didn't along say the that. Lines. Did
like
not
that.
Say that.
I don't know what it was. Might have just been messing with them. I have no idea. But I remember the
right here in Queens.
What I do remember is you coming in and telling me and Al what a scene we just missed.
Oh, yeah, it was great.
Ah, did you see what your boy did last night? It's embarrassing. He's a criminal.
Oh, man. The Yankees have hit the skids as they've now dropped three straight.
Swinging a hard ground ball back up the middle, past the diving Volpe into center field. Wheeling around third is IKF. He's going to come in to score. To second is Springer. And with two away, Bo Bichette drives in another run. An RBI single for the Blue Jays shortstop. Toronto ahead 5-1.
And that was Justin Shackle on the Fan.
Some call.
They would win 5-4. That was the Bichette RBI single. Put him up 5-1. Vlad Guerrero Jr., a two-run single. Carlos Rodon, the loss. He allowed three runs over four innings, five hits, four walks. He knows not great.
I had some pitches that I wish I had back, obviously. A couple pitches in that fourth that one to Vladdy I left over the middle. And, you know, it was good to see our boys come back late.
Well, they did come back late in the game to get the 5-4, but couldn't come all the way back. Aaron Judge, another 0-for-4 night. He's now batting 182, so what gives?
It's baseball. You know, you go through ups and downs like this throughout the year. Obviously, you don't want to start out like that. You know, but we keep throwing out wins. You know, we didn't win tonight, but, you know, all we can do is show up tomorrow and keep working and, you know, end the series with a win.
And that would be today at 3:05. Marcus Stroman, Kevin Gausman on the Fan, the starters for that game.
It's three in a row, man.
It's over. Sky's falling.
I'm telling you.
They're still 12-6, even with the three straight losses, so they'll be fine. Dodgers beat the Nationals 6-2. Tyler Glass now is not part of that win for L.A., but he is a Dodger pitcher. He was on the Chris Rose podcast, and the subject of Ohtani came up and the gambling, and he says that it indeed was all the interpreter.
I just think, too, being in a clubhouse, everyone like knew right away, like, clearly he had nothing to do with it. Like, the first thing he did was, like, take my phone. Like, he was like, figure this out. Like, we all knew early on that Ipe was doing some shady stuff. So I think it didn't seem like he was very stressed about it either. I think when you know that you've done nothing, it's just like it's only a matter of time before they like figure it all out.
And seems like they have figured it all out. So maybe this all goes away once he does his plea deal. Not Ohtani, but Mitsuhara. Braves second baseman Ozzie Albies placed on the injured list with a broken toe. Carl Erskine passed away, former Brooklyn Dodger great. And, of course, Whitey Herzog, the former Cardinals manager, he passed away at the age of 92. Accusing Trevor Bauer of sexual assault has been indicted by a grand jury in Arizona on felony charges of fraudulent schemes and theft by extortion.
And this is the one that he talked about, right, with the text messages and laid out on his social media. So that's the one that has been in the news the most out of
this one's
accusers.
Really bad because I guess she was claiming pregnancy and then abortion. And I guess
maybe it's a different one then.
I thought it was the same one.
Okay.
Maybe it is a different one, but authorities are, I guess, they looked at the records and they don't even know that there ever was a pregnancy. So the whole thing is a mess, but she's been indicted. The Lakers are in the seventh seed in the West with a 110-106 win over the Pelicans. I'm going to give you one from Willie Green, only because I know they lost, but Zion Williamson had 40 points and 11 rebounds, but left the game with a few minutes to go. I guess they're saying hamstring. Here was his head coach talking about Zion prior to leaving.
He was fantastic. He settled into the game. He just continued to attack. He found seams. He rebounded the ball.
He did everything except finish the game.
And then he left.
And so now they're going to have to play Sacramento for the eighth seed. Kings beat the Warriors 118-94. But Williamson, I mean, he was all over the place last night. And you can make every case they might have won the game if he stays in, but he didn't. So the Kings win big over the Warriors by a lot. They win by 24. Keegan Murray had 32 in this game. Klay Thompson tough. 0-10. Who knows what his future is? Here was Steve Kerr. What happened with Clay on this night?
Yeah, I thought they were really physical early in the game. So his first few shots weren't great looks. And so I think he fell out of rhythm. It can happen, you know, as a shooter. You miss your first few and the game isn't coming as easily.
It didn't. And so their season ends as the Kings move on to, again, that play-in game now with New Orleans.
That's amazing.
That he was 0 for 10?
We've seen that before. But
not from him.
Well, I'm just saying that team is done.
They're done.
They're done.
Yeah.
I mean, with all
they had a lot.
The amount of money that they have spent on this team.
Well, they were a dynasty, you know?
So. Yeah, the key word, were.
Yeah, but still.
It's over.
I haven't seen a Knicks championship in my entire lifetime. They had a dynasty. And they had one of the best players we've ever seen who changed the game in Steph Curry. So it's really not a lot of bad things you could say about the Warriors.
They're done.
They're done now. So with the Yankees and their dynasty in the 90s. They can't win championship every year. But yeah, they're done now. But I mean, I would kill to have watched that team in their prime win all those championships.
You know,
and they were the most fun basketball we had seen in years.
That is you true. Say you would kill, what would you kill?
I have an answer.
Okay.
I'm just not going to say.
Why not?
Because the people misconstrue what I'm trying to say, and I don't need that.
Okay.
There's a particular human I would actually
kill. You would actually kill a human. Obviously.
Yeah.
Can we guess who that is? Al, any idea who the human is?
They'd have to be a murderer or something.
No, I don't think so. Yeah. Do you have a guess?
I don't. I can't think of it. OJ died already.
All right. OJ would have been on that list, yeah, for sure.
Billy Junkalone?
No, I love Billy Junkalone.
Who would Gio kill?
And what if I told you?
To win a championship.
Yeah.
Former program director?
No. I'm not going to say
or
it.
Brand
so
manager
you can sit here and guess
whatever,
what you want. I'm not going to say it. I'll tell you in the break.
For next hour, I don't think it's fair because they've turned the page and it's a much different organization. Do you want to hear this? The video leak from the Knicks when they tried to win
LeBron
James?
God. I did watch it. I mean,
it's 12 years ago, 13 years ago, and it's a different regime. I don't know. I feel like it's almost unfair to bring up this crap now.
No, we knew it was pathetic then.
Right.
We know it's pathetic now, and it has nothing to do
exactly
with who's running the team now, except for the owner, and who is playing and coaching for the team.
I agree.
Leave it alone. I don't give a crap. You know, I want to watch this team in the playoffs, and that's all I care about.
They'll get the winner of tonight's game. Between the Miami Heat and the Sixers. Yes.
So I did watch it. The only thing that upset me about that whole thing was that was the worst acting I had ever seen from Edie Falco and James Gandolfini in my life. Like, the fact that they were so good, those two together were a powerhouse in television. The scenes that they would have were just enthralling. And the two of them doing that video and acting in that way.
They wanted him to go to Miami.
Right. Hurt me to my core.
Yeah.
It was so bad.
It's embarrassing.
And R.I.P. James Gandolfini, but still.
My God. It was like, Verdugo.
I mean, yeah, how do you? He was like, I feel stupid for that person.
Wow. Rangers Capitals first round of the playoffs, we learned.
Come on, LeBron.
Oh,
Jesus. All right, thanks, Jerry. It is Boomer and Geo coming to you live to the Bill Ford Top Studio.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So yesterday, we were talking about this video of someone with a giant golf club smacking someone in a bubble. And you and Al thought it was real. And I was like, I don't think this is real. And I put it out there. And everybody's like, no, it's the fakest thing I've ever seen in my life. And then everybody's ripping me for putting it out there saying, how can this be real or is this real? And I said, I had to like respond going, I didn't think it was real. They thought it was real. Everybody chill out. So now something else happens. And both you and Al think it's AI generated. And it turns out it's not. So John Bogan, who works here at the radio station in the traffic department, schedules the commercials. He tweets this thing out, and it says, you know, what do you get the guy who has everything? Happy birthday, Boomer. So, quite frankly, I didn't even click on it at first because I thought it was something stupid. Turns out it's not something stupid. It's actually hilarious. It's a group of guys down in Africa that you can pay, sort of like Cameo, and they will do a personalized birthday message for you. So it's about, what, six shirtless men outside wearing the same white pants, and they are dancing around. You'll hear what they say. Then they're dancing around. And then Bogan had them print out a picture of Phil Sims instead of you and hold it up to the camera and kiss it. So it is out there. I will retweet
it
myself.
It's hilarious.
But we're going to play the audio from it right now.
Well,
hold on. We're going to play the audio from it right now.
Happy birthday, Boomer.
Happy birthday, Boomer.
We love you, Big Sexy.
We love you, Big Sexy.
Sorry you lost the Super Bowl.
Sorry you lost the Super Bowl.
Better luck next time.
Better luck next time.
Everybody.
Rangers goal song. I mean, this is unbelievable. I have to see it to really appreciate it. And they're kissing the camera. They're kissing everything. I don't know how much it cost, but whatever it was not enough. That is amazing.
Do you think that the company paid for it, or do you think he paid for it?
No, he definitely paid for it. This is what he does, I guess, with a lot of people in his life's birthday, like he did it for his wife and others. So
that's great, man, and I appreciate the thought. That's very thoughtful, unlike you guys.
Well, what do you mean?
I told
unlike
you,
us.
Like, you could have taken me fishing, you could have taken me to a ball game, but no.
Happy birthday, you a-hole.
Did I not say, hey, let's go play golf together yesterday? Did I not say that?
Well, I
was like, hey, well, me and Boomer have a nice, beautiful day. Yeah. If it were today, I would have asked today, but it was yesterday. It was a nice day. Today's the crappy day.
Right.
I figured we'd spend a beautiful day together yesterday.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I don't get any credit for that.
No,
do. We'll get some breakfast later on. You get your normal stuff. Don't worry. It's all coming. I mean, this was the best thing I'd ever seen, what Bogan did. That was way better than any cameo.
Very good. Very good. Yes. And I appreciate it.
Dina in Massapequa Park. What's going on, Dina?
Hi. Good morning. Happy birthday, Boomer.
Well, thank you, Dina. Happy birthday to you, I believe, as well, right?
Our annual call.
Yes.
How are you today?
I am doing great today. How about you?
I'm good. Boomer, let's go out. Let's do something fun today. We don't need anybody.
Oh, wow.
Wow. I did not expect that.
Dina, it's your birthday as well, right?
Yes, it is. And I wanted to tell you, Boomer, last year was my 50th, and I received a gift of a signed helmet from you, from a gift from somebody that was your helmet. It was amazing. It was the best gift I ever got. It was so good.
Well, I appreciate that, Dina. Listen, what are you doing today? What are you doing?
Well, today I'm working. I'm home. I'm working from home today. But I also wanted to ask you, I teach Pilates. If you wanted to come and do a class with me, I would love that.
Oh, she's a Pilates teacher.
You trying to get the pipe?
Oh my Al. God. I mean, come on. Al.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Dina, thank you very much. I appreciate it. It's very nice. Oh,
I mean, there's been a lot of amazing well-timed drops over the years that has to crack like the top 20. I mean, because I hadn't heard that one in a really long time. And the way that she goes, I teach a Pilates class. You want to come to the Pilates class? You're trying to get the pipe? Spectacular. Spectacular. By the way, that birthday message that John Bogan got you, $40. $40.
That was it?
Yeah, $40.
Wow.
I mean, it was like, what, 30 seconds? So they're probably raking it in. Now I got to steal that idea. I think I got to steal that. It's too good. I did put it out on X on my Twitter account, X account, if you want to watch what we were just talking about. Quick break, Sportsman. We'll come right back right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.